This episode of the New Christendom Daily is taken from a live radio broadcast. There's no scripts. There's no do-overs. There's no cuts. It's just from a live radio show done by a guy with a microphone and a set of earbuds and a radio show who pours his heart, his mind, and his body and soul into one thing, bringing about the New Christendom Daily. I had forgotten about the pipe bomber. Now, let me take you back to January the 6th, 2021. We were carrying the Trump speech live, and me and Mr. Barrett had introduced, because it was during the last hour of the Barrett Brief Show, so we cut into that, and we broadcast Trump's speech live, and then after Trump had finished, and we were doing some post commentary on whether, you know, we were, and we had the audio feed via C-SPAN 2 of the Senate, and they were just beginning the proceedings, wherein it was hoped that Mike Pence would not would do what he should have done, which was not vote or not ask for these voting certifications from the four states that were in question, and to send them back to those states for either revotes or recounts or what have you here. So we are waiting for all this, and as they're just getting started, the first thing that I remember was that there was a TWATA report. I'm going from memory, that there was a TWATA report that an entrance to the Capitol building had been breached by rioters or something to that effect. Didn't have anything else. There were no television cameras or no television crews there yet. The next thing that we got was that there had, that the local media was reporting that the D.C. police were investigating a pair of pipe bombs that had been found, which is kind of odd. That early in the day, the pipe bombs were found. And as I said, I have almost completely forgotten about the pipe bombs, but they came up yesterday because Jim Jordan and Thomas Massie asked Christopher Wray about, well, okay, well, whatever happened to the pipe bomb investigation? You know, you were supposed to be going after all these nefarious characters that were there to storm the Capitol and bring it into our precious democracy. Remember? Wouldn't setting up pipe bombs to be detonated kind of, wouldn't that kind of be illegal? Shouldn't you, or don't you want to know who it was that planted the pipe bombs and whatever happened to them? And Ray just deftly just refused to answer the question, as he did almost every other question. Like, for example, the question on the investigation out of the Richmond field office, where the FBI whistleblower, Kyle Serafin, who was on this show the day after he blew the whistle, when we were talking with Kyle, I heard the rebroadcast the other day, and I asked him, I said, what is your certainty, what is your certitude about your source as to whether or not this is a legit FBI document and a legit FBI investigation? And he told me, before I could even finish this in, he went, 100% certain. This is a real story, real leak, real event, really happening. Well, according to Christopher Wray, the FBI director yesterday, that's not correct. I'm not second-guessing Kyle Serafin. I'm just... Wray didn't answer the question. He certainly didn't bring any closure to it. And he was asked not only by Massie, he was asked by Jordan several times about it. So we have all that. You know, basically, at the end of the day, this is what you have. Here, 30,000-foot view. And I didn't watch all 6 hours, but I heard enough of it. 30,000-foot view. The big takeaway to me of the entire fiasco yesterday was in the questioning about Bank of America. I think that that is the one instance where Ray was not completely prepared. Now, he deftly pushed it to the side and gave the legalese that, well, the Bureau was this and that and the other. But when we play you the digital media file from that particular part of the exchange, as I was telling Maggie this morning as we were listening to this, I'm going, wait a minute. First of all, why is there an FBI? We're from the FBI. Why is there a Federal Bureau investigation? Where I told you last month that the FBI was created for the sole and explicit purpose of investigating crimes inside the federal government. It was not created as some sort of federal law enforcement entity investigatory entity that was supposed to, you know, be conducting all these investigations in all 50 states. That's not why it was created. Then, of course, it turned into an intelligence gathering entity after the end of World War II and during the Cold War, as they call it. Of course, you had the infamous J. Edgar Hoover and all of those shenanigans that happened and all that and what have you here. But unless I'm mistaken, and I do not believe that I am, unless I'm mistaken, the charter of the FBI have not changed. It is still not some extra, super means above. It is not some superior investigatory entity that sits over your local sheriff's department, for example, or your county Mountie police department or your state police and sits there on top of it going, picking and choosing, going like, all right, you're not doing that one right. We're going to take over. The FBI is coming in to take over. Now, that does happen, but that doesn't mean that that's the way it's supposed to happen. So when Ray is asked a question about Bank of America, which we now know that there was an email, Thomas Massey brings this up, that there was an email exchange, and Ray says he never heard it. It was news to him that there was an email exchange between a Bank of America employee and FBI agents. The Bank of America employee basically said, hey, we're filtering these purchases, and these people have their suspicious purchases of guns or firearms or whatever. And then it was asked, you know, what should we do? And the FBI agent says, you should call all that, basically, and then send that over to us. And then Ray says, we're not going to comment on the investigation of crimes. And that's when Massey pounced. And Massey goes, excuse me? The legal purchasing of a firearm is a crime? Right there. That's the event horizon for the whole thing. Why is the Federal Bureau of Investigation throwing it out there amongst all of our enemies in corporate America? And believe me, most of corporate America is your enemy, listener. Why is it throwing it out there that they should be running algorithms searching for purchasing behavior of their customers, and then when they think that they found something, well, this Catholic is out there buying lots of ammunition and purchased another weapon and even went to a feed store and got a bag of ammonia nitrate, and then turning that over to the Federal Bureau of Investigation so that they can begin harassment. At one point, Massey even asked, was there a warrant issued? Did anyone even consider the fact that in order to obtain this private information from an individual citizen, that a warrant should have issued? You know what Ray says? Ray says it was completely legal. That ought to scare the crap out of all of us. It was completely legal. What's that going to tell your average Alex Jones fan? I ain't paying cash. I'm not using a card ever again to buy a bullet. Go to the bank, write a check for $700, or go to an ATM. Go across town where there are no gun stores or ammo stores or weapon exchanges or what have you, FFLs, and then take your cash across town and then pay cash for it. Would not surprise me, though. When that begins to happen, and I believe it's almost a certitude that it's going to happen now, if it isn't already being happening, the federales will pass laws saying that you have to pay for the purchase of a new weapon. You can't pay cash. It's not allowed. You have to run it through one of our federally approved and connected banking entities or credit entities. But that was a moment in that hearing yesterday with what happened with Bank of America, that there is no such thing. No one that's running about these United States today is actually a free citizen. That's a joke. It truly is. It's sad to say, but it's an absolute joke. So what was revealed yesterday was the tremendous, nearly ubiquitous eavesdropping, spying, whatever you wish to call it, power of the Federal Bureau of Investigation, and they can exercise it against you and me anytime. They're probably exercising it right now. And they can exercise that power at any given time over any one of us that they choose to. And there's really nothing you can do about it. Lawsuits aren't going to work. You can take them to court. Are you going to win? Who knows? And even if you do, are they going to change? Is anything going to... There was one part during the exchange when Congressman Massey kind of hinted that to Ray, they go, hey, we handle classified documents over here, okay? We're not children. Your funding comes from us. You need to turn that stuff over. I'm telling you right now, turn it over. Because Ray goes, that's classified information, Congressman. And Thomas Massey goes, hey, get that crap out of here. There's such thing as classified information twixt me and you, bub. Boy, howdy, folks. Tristan Justice has this at thefederalist.com. Here are the highlights from FBI Director Christopher Wray's testimony from the House Judiciary Committee on Wednesday. Zoe Lofgren denies FBI politicization declares FBI politicization a conspiracy. California Democrat Congresswoman, and by the way, signatory of that heresy signed by 38 members of the House of Representatives saying that abortion and advocacy for abortion and abortifacients is consistent with the social moral teaching and catechism of the Catholic Church. The USCCB did smack them down, and they say, no, you're wrong. You're completely wrong. I haven't seen that any individual bishop has acted against these creeps, but Zoe Lofgren was one of them that signed that document. So it's another fallen away, wretched excuse in public for a practicing Roman Catholic. And the embarrassment just continues, which mind me to talk about Eric Sammons, Maggie. Crack producer, because I'm going to get sidetracked here with Zoe Lofgren. California Democrat Congresswoman and former Trump impeachment mangler, you remember Zoe Lofgren, charged Republicans with engaging in conspiracy theories to delegitimize the FBI without any evidence, which claims the agency is opposed to conservatives. Such a statement flies in the face of a recent 155-page court opinion from Missouri versus Biden. If you don't know about Missouri versus Biden, it's a... Jonathan Turley was blogging about it yesterday. Here's Turley. Zoe Lofgren just repeated that there is no evidence that the FBI is censoring conservatives despite a 155-page court opinion, the Twitter files, and prior testimony detailing the evidence. And then Turley... Steve Cohen just objected to those who are trying to sully the name of Ray despite recently warning Special Counsel Durham that he will end up burning at the bottom of a pyre unless he changed his views on the lack of foundation for the Russian collusion story. Ray is continuing to refuse to answer questions for lack of knowledge. It raises the question of willful blindness, as when he denied that there were any FISA searches linked to January the 6th in prior testimony. Today, he just shrugged and said that, Well, when he gave that, apparently, when he gave that apparently false representation, he did not know what his agency was doing on FISA in that regard. Now that a court has revealed that, he says that he is now aware of it.